More now from reality TV. UPN is proposing Amish in the City. That's the tentative title of an unscripted television show starring real-life Amish teenagers. CBS oversees UPN and plans to put the show in its summer lineup. The very idea of an Amish reality show has riled emotions in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where some traditional religious communities shun television altogether. Renee Gattel of member station WITF reports.
It's 4:30, time for milking.
You can count Hollywood's forays into Amish culture on one hand. The most well-known? Witness, the 1985 thriller starring Harrison Ford as a homicide detective on the lam, hiding out with an Amish family in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Yes, I do. Your son's a material witness to a homicide.
You don't understand. We want nothing to do with your laws.
Doesn't surprise me. A lot of people I meet are like that.
There's also been Kingpin, the Amish bowling comedy, and Devil's Playground, the documentary about Amish teens gone wild. Now hoping to join the ranks is UPN with Amish in the City. The proposed TV show would follow five Amish youths during Rumspringa, a period when they're allowed to socialize more and experience mainstream American culture. The plans immediately drew criticism.
The sole point of the proposed project is for the rest of us to laugh at the Amish. Basically, what they are proposing is that millions of Americans would snicker and giggle and ridicule the Amish because of their naivete about technology and their supposed naivete about public life.
That's Dr. Donald Craybill, the senior fellow in the Young Center for Anabaptist and Pietist Studies at Elizabethtown College. Dr. Craybill was raised by a Mennonite farm family and became a sociologist, specializing in Amish and Mennonite culture and religion.
The only Amish young people that I think would be willing to participate are going to be Amish young people who have already dropped out of Amish society or who are planning to leave it. And that type of Amish young person has already experienced television, has already experienced computers, has already experienced the outside world. So it's going to be a very boring show because these Amish young people who would cooperate are likely going to know everything and be aware of everything they're seeing for the first time.
UPN spokeswoman Joanna Lowry has refused to be interviewed for this story. UPN has released only a written statement that reads, quote, UPN and the show's producers have every intention of treating the Amish, their beliefs, and their heritage with the utmost respect and decency. Any young Amish adults who do choose to participate would do so only of their own free will. And since this show is still early in the development stage, we sincerely hope that any judgment will be reserved until the show is produced, unquote. The Amish have no spokesperson and no well-versed lobbyists arguing on their behalf. Nevertheless, several non-Amish groups in Lancaster have organized opposition to Amish in the City. Among them, the Pennsylvania Dutch Convention and Visitors Bureau. Wendy Nagel is its president.
We've, asked the question, would they do this to someone of the Catholic faith or the Jewish faith, and don't believe they would.
Nagel has been encouraging letter writing and phone campaigns, both to UPN and to Congress. Her efforts have been moderately successful. Lancaster Congressman Joe Pitts has penned an open letter asking UPN to reconsider Amish in the City. It's signed by more than 50 members of Congress. The letter has been faxed to the heads of both CBS and Viacom. This isn't the first time CBS has hit a wall of protests with a proposed reality show. In 2001, CBS ran into problems when it announced plans for a reality remake of The Beverly Hillbillies. CBS never officially killed the project, but the show has never aired. For Day to Day, I'm Renee Gattel in Lancaster.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.